Rob, can you touch on what I thought was a pretty key drive there in the second quarter when they got the ball on the 36 and weren't able to really get anything out of it, and you guys responded with a 98-yard offensive drive? How key in your mind was that drive?
Well, you know, I think every drive is, you know, pretty important. So I think we did a great job, you know, playing together, playing in all three phases. That's what you have to do in the playoffs. You know, you have to play complementary. There we go. And I think that our offense did a great job moving the ball. And, you know, again, you got to give them credit. They got a heck of a team. And, you know, definitely a very good football team that we were able to get a win on.
Getting the one AFC championship is hard for most teams, but five in a row. What does that mean for a guy who's been here for a while? What does this mean to the leadership on this team, coaching and players?
I really think it just goes back to, you know, starting all over again every year. Every year is a new year, and really just turning the page on, you know, anything that happened last year and building for a new, you know, new push, new run. So, you know, again, it's an honor because, you know, there's obviously, you know, a lot of guys that would love to be in that position and, you know, play in a lot of playoff games. And, you know, I've been blessed with that honor.
Hey, Rob?
Yep.
It seems that every time Travis Kelce left the line, there was somebody hitting him. He was not allowed to leave the line with a clear route. Was he the focus among many focuses tonight for you guys to try to make sure that he was not going to be a guy that beat you?
Well, I mean, he's a tremendous player. You know, his body of work kind of speaks for itself. So, again, anytime you're going against a guy like that, you have to, you know, account for where he's at on the field and, you know, understand that he's one of the go-to guys for Smith. So, you know, I think that we go against a pretty good tight end, you know, every day. And, you know, it's a great look for us.
Rob, considering Casey rarely turned the ball over this year and the fact that you guys were able to recover that fumble, what did it kind of do for you in that drive?
I mean, it was a huge, you know, huge play. You know, again, I just was threw my body in there, and, you know, I think Chan maybe got it. I'm not sure. I'd have to watch it on tape. But, you know, just running to the football, you know, when the D-line can turn and run and make plays, and, you know, it was a huge turnover. Prevented them scoring points, and yeah, definitely, you know, huge play.
Can you talk about that last drive of Chiefs? You know, they got the touchdown, obviously, but it took a lot of time off the clock. Is that kind of like a small victory there?
Well, you know, you always want to keep them out of the end zone and not put yourself in a position where you have to put your hands team out there, you know. But, you know, again, I think that it was a you know, small, you know, dink and dunk type drive to where, you know, we were able to tackle, you know, get the guys down maybe 5-6 yard gains on, you know, some of those plays. And, you know, in the red zone, really, you know, they had to work to get in there. So that took a lot of time off the clock. So, again, I think you always want to have the mentality as a defensive player to, you know, hold them to 3 points and not let them get, you know, not score. But, you know, again, I think that we played tough. You know, I had some guys coming in and out. So, you know, again, that's just the way it is. You have to deal with that.
Last question for
us. Apologies if you were already asked it, but just looking at the other side of the ball, when you see Julian come back, what are your thoughts on that and just sort of the spark that he is for the team?
I mean, that guy's got heart of a lion. I mean, he's just never going to give up on a play. You know, I've been with him for a very long time now, and I respect, you know, the way that he plays and, you know, how much he gives this team. So, again, tons of respect for number 11 and, you know, happy that he was able to be out, you know, be out there doing his thing.